London has been abloom with images of animals in recent days. They are the work of Banksy, the mysterious street artist who has posted art in unexpected places since the 1990s. Over the past 2 weeks, he has spray-painted a mountain goat atop a wall buttress in West London, two elephants with their trunks reaching across a brick wall, and a rhinoceros standing on its hind legs climbing on top of a car, or, and I have to be oblique here, availing itself of the automobile below. Art News said one of Banksy's 13 million followers on Instagram declared, "It has to be a metaphor for technology replacing nature, maybe a commentary on AI or job security," which I confess was not my reaction on seeing the libidinous rhino in the motor car. Banksy has also stenciled a pair of pelicans above a fish and chips bar and monkeys on the side of a train bridge swinging by their arms or tails, and a wolf and a cat. Each of the works posted on Banksy's Instagram page have included the hashtag London Zoo. On Tuesday, London awoke to behold a Banksy on a security shutter of the zoo, showing a gorilla lifting a cover to allow a seal and five birds to flap out free. Have Banksy's recent artworks been saying, "Come see animals in this zoo," or isn't it an outrage that animals are put in a zoo? But Vanessa Thorpe, arts correspondent for The Guardian, says the Pest Control Office, the organization that supports Banksy's works, told her such theorizing is, quote, way too involved. The latest street art has been designed to cheer up the public during a period when the news headlines have been bleak. We can't forget, when we look for artistic statements to fit an argument, that art can just bring cheer, too.